Good morning. I would like to touch on an inyan which is relevant for Aseret Yemei, even though it's not in the order of what we're learning in the Chayotim. The Shulchan Aruch and Zimatov Reish Gimel says even people which are not machmer on Pas Yisrael during the whole year should be machmer on Pas Yisrael during Aseret Yemei. So let's just clarify these halachas a little bit. Chazal instituted a nisr which is known as Pasakum, that eating bread which is baked by a non-Jew, even if there's no question of kashrus, we know exactly what ingredients were used, what type of oven it was used in, that there's no questions of kashrus. Even so, Chazal came along and said that we're concerned if you eat the bread of a non-Jew, you're going to join him for a meal, since the bread is the mainstay of the meal, in Chazal's view. So that'll lead to intermingling, which only leads to intermarriage. So they asked Pasakum, while recognizing the problem was that people sometimes are not able to make their own bread. So Chazal made a heter called Pas Palter, which means the Palter was the baker. He's not baking for the purpose of private use, which that's still usher, that's called pas balabayas. He's doing it for the purpose of selling, so that does not create that type of connection, which would be the concern of intermingling / intermarriage. Now, when Chazal were matur pas palter, it means that the original tekana was the answer pas akum, and they were matur pas palter, but they've only matur that. The reason why they're matur that is because Pasizel wasn't available. Were they only matter it when Pasizel wasn't available? When Pasizel is available, they did not permit it. Or once they permitted it, they permitted it in all scenarios. So this is Mochek between the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah. The Shulchan Aruch says that they only matter it when Pasizel was not available. And the Ramah says that you can always be makel even when pasta cell is available. Now, comes on the Shulchan Aruch and Simon Tavresh Gimlin says that even those who are makel during the year and will eat pas palter when pasta cell is available, they should not do so during a Aseret Yemei Teshuvah. During the Aseret Yemei Teshuvah, one should be machmer on Pas Yisrael. Mishnah Berurah mentions also the beginning of Hilchos Shabbos, Siman Reish Mem Beis, that a person should preferably be machmer on Pas Yisrael on Shabbos and Yom Tov. Okay. So what's called available? So Mishnah Berurah says if it's available within a travel of 72 minutes, Dalin Fort Mill, which we mentioned before, it takes 18 minutes to walk a mill. If a person would have to travel up to Dalin Mill to get past Israel, he should do so. What does this apply to? It only applies to things which are made from the five species of grain, number one. And number two, it applies to things which have source of pas. So that includes pas and pas b'kisnin. So there are mazonos, for example, like noodles and those type of things, which are not considered pas b'kisnin. Then a pas palter does not apply to it. But cakes, cookies, pretzels, etc., a person during the Aseret Yemei Teshuvah should use a brand which is pas Yisrael. The interesting question which comes up, a common question which comes up, is what is the status of Cheerios? Cheerios are made from oats, and it's baked from a dough. So there's a disagreement amongst the contemporary poskim. Does it have tzuras apas? Is it considered to be made with tzuras apas, which would be a criteria for pas b'kisnin? My poskim and Cleveland, Rabbi Hirschfeld, feels that it is. The opinion of the poskim in Chicago the very first and the CRC is that it's not considered Sersapas. The question would be, can a person use Cheerios during a Seres HaMeshuva, or should he get a different type of a cereal for that period of time? Shachar brings two opinions in regards to dough donuts. Batter donuts are not an issue, but dough donuts, there's a person should be machmer on dough donuts during in regards to paspalter, and so that may be relevant as well, buying certain types of donuts during a Seres HaMeshuva. The Chayonim interestingly points out, he says that in general, things which are during the year a person is makel on, they follow a lenient opinion, it's also appropriate during a Seres HaMeshuva to be makel on those as well. And that would create, some people extend this concept from Pas Yisrael to Cholav Yisrael, which is not necessarily automatic. The two ideas are really quite different. But according to the Chayyotim, a person is leaning the whole year, it would be appropriate a person to be more careful about different halachas during a Seres HaMeshuva. One can ask his local Rav if that would apply to issues of Chol of Israel as well. We shall be zoichet that we can mark Tzimtzum, but a good thing to bench to your